I received the letter and I didn't believe it. In fact, I thought it was a mistake. We being seniors, we didn't have any place really to contact. Who do we verify this with? Who do we go to? We didn't have a committee as such. So I just happened to contract our union steward, and he said there was a meeting that was going to be over on 40 Highway at the American Legion. So I went there, and I began to find out, hey, this is real. They can actually do this. I knew nothing, and I'm like so many. So the reality began to set in, and then, of course, when you do that, you begin to think, can we make it? Is it possible to survive? And then you go to the meeting and you find out, well, how much are you being cut? I'm being cut 70%. You got to be kidding me. How did this happen? And so it's mass confusion. We've already had one suicide. We've already had another gentleman who's the head of a committee in Michigan. He passed away from the stress. And if indeed the cuts do go through, we're scared. We don't know what's going to happen. It's going to get ugly. It's really going to get ugly. So if I would say anything, I would ask anybody that listens, that hears this, pray for us. It's amazing when you step back and you think, I've worked 25 years for this retirement, and now all of a sudden with this coming up, it's like we have to start all over again. We got to go back and work again for what we've already earned. We have to re-earn it in a sense. And that's the part that's so discouraging. This is our money. And we got to go back and fight it, and it's under the guise of a rescue plan? Come on, get serious here.